The actual recording process for this first edition or first volume of the Price Symphonies is we will rehearse and perform the first and fourth symphony for a subscription concert, our season closer. And then the 2 days following the performance, we'll be recording. We'll do 4 3-hour sessions, so 12 hours of recording for about 65 minutes of music, which is pretty standard. We'll do passages in some different ways. You know, it'll be up to our recording engineer to decide, well, what's going to work. It's interesting. Based on this passage that was previously recorded, what might make the most musical sense maybe on the page may not make the most sense the way we actually play it. So we might have to change some balances or change the way we attack notes or, you know, our phrasing and all that. So it's very interesting. It's a different science. And our recording engineer for this project, Tim Hanley, he lives in London. He's just absolutely outstanding. Super nice guy, has recorded most of the major orchestras in the world. The other thing is with recording, it's really healthy for an orchestra to record. In this case, it's like doing CrossFit or some sort of training where, you know, you have to, as much as we can play it perfectly, at some point you've got to play every measure perfectly somehow, some way. And it just, there's a certain focus there that is very special. And we really enjoy doing it. And I enjoy, even as a conductor, I enjoy doing it. It's a very different process. I'm perfectly comfortable and enjoy essentially sort of giving a lot of my role up to someone else, letting the engineer decide.
And you've announced your 2018-19 season. What's in store?
This would be a great time to look at our schedule, do what many people do, which is get your calendars out and write the dates in. And yes, plan your season, plan your year around our concerts, which sounds like, what is he saying? But well, there are a lot of people who do that, or they do the best they can to try to go. Because you don't, you're hearing live music is great, hearing a full symphony orchestra, you just can't beat it. And we're responding to our audiences who love hearing the orchestra and love hearing what we do, which, you know, is playing the classics, but also enjoy the fact that we tackle just as enthusiastically jazz and rock and film scores. And we're really offering a very, very eclectic season of all sorts of different types of music. And it's exciting. Our season opener is called It's Time for Jubilation because our guest artist is Jubilant Sykes, who's just a fantastic baritone. He's very versatile, sings opera wonderfully, sings concert music wonderfully, sings American spirituals wonderfully, and jazz. It's Time for Three is our second concert featuring Time for Three. You're not going to hear better string playing anywhere. They're just a fantastic group, a trio of young fellows who love to play all sorts of music. I think they're doing with us Mozart and Mahler and Hamilton and maybe some Beatles. I mean, there's just a great mix. We'll be premiering a world premiere dubstep piece for orchestra. Michael McHale, who is a fantastic pianist who's been here at the studios, he's from an Irish pianist, performs a lot with James Galway. He'll be performing Prokofiev's Third Piano Concerto. And then we'll be performing the Mussorgsky Ravel pictures at an exhibition with new pictures, new murals created by artists from the unexpected.
Wait, the dubstep and the Michael McHale are in the same program?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of... Oh, and the dubstep piece, the one we did a few years ago, it was really cool. It's all acoustic, even though dubstep is a form of EDM, electronic dance music. And the composer, Patrick Conlon, boy, he really gets it. He does such a great job getting the audience involved in the piece. And it's he's just a terrific composer. Every concert has classical music on it and then music from some other genres on it. So it's a real mixed bag. And as we've talked about over the years, we want to be associated with what we feel like is really good music. And I suppose even that we can get into art is in the eye or ear of the beholder, different discussion. For us, that's about playing not only Mussorgsky and Rimsky-Korsakov and Tchaikovsky and Bach, but also playing what we feel is really good jazz. for those people who are wondering, oh, there's really good dubstep, huh? Well, actually, we've had great experience written for symphony orchestra. It's a different thing. The symphony orchestra is a great, great resource to have all those musicians and have all those great sounds on stage. And that's what makes orchestral music, classical music, so wonderful. But you can also use that for other things sometimes, using it in other mediums. So we want to explore it, and we're really responding to our audience and particularly to changing listener tastes and audience habits and that sort of thing. We're just trying to embrace this idea of music being, such a healthy, positive experience, and trying to get further and further away from this old school view of an orchestra as being this kind of stiff thing, and we're always playing the classics all the time. And those are great, great pieces, but the world is just such a different place now. I think a celebration of so many different styles of music is a good idea. And if you say, well, I don't know, and we do have some folks, and every community's got some folks, oh, I want to hear just the classics. If you think about it, in Bach's day and Mozart's time, Beethoven, Schumann, Brahms, they performed new music almost all the time. The idea that you would play a quote-unquote old piece of music, that was kind of like, well, okay. And sure, case of Mendelssohn, yes, he did sort of rediscover Bach's music. But that was a very different thing. The idea is music is this living, breathing thing. And always having new or new-ish music is really important. We have to make sure that sort of old view, snobby, exclusive view of classical music, I mean, it's done a lot of damage to classical music for many years, and that really we need to like just put a stake in its heart and move on.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.